The following announcement has been paid for by Slow Jam Sundays.
This is Nightcap with All Mills.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Nightcap, and this is All Mills. Tonight in the studio, I have a great, great friend of mine, Jesse. I had to get him into this one because this topic right here, OMG. Mm-hmm. Let him know, Jesse.
The people aren't ready.
Tonight, we will be talking about social media and all the madness that comes with it.
You know, I don't even know if people are good. Like, some people are gonna get mad because there's gonna be a lot of truths. But the thing is, if people listen today, I think you can walk away with a really positive message on how to look at social media and how to look at yourself, really, because that's really what's important. But
facts, let's do this. So, how do you want to start this? Where do you want to go with this?
Well,
where do you want to attack first?
Well, when you started talking to me about it before. Like when we talked about it briefly, I was really just thinking about how I use social media and what I think is. So to start, I'll talk about what I think is healthy about social media. So I'll look at yours, and as an example,
you're at All Mills on every social platform. Just so you know,
at All Mills, exactly. Go follow at Compside Poppy if you're wondering. But for you, you're perpetuating yourself. You're staying authentic to you. You are sharing something that you are passionate about, genuinely. It's not about you getting caught up in what you're seeing X, Y, and Z person doing. Mm-hmm. You're just doing your own thing, right?
Yeah.
And when your social media is a free expression of yourself, I think that is a positive space. I think once it gets dangerous is once we start to realize, because for me, I even start to get rid of some of my social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start to realize how much time you're spending on it, how much it distracts you from your overall focus, how you feel about yourself once mm-hmm. you see X, Y, and Z person doing a certain thing.
Yep.
Right? And so when you look at social media as a whole, as a tool, it's beautiful. Like, you get to stay the most connected that we have ever been. Ever in your yep. entire life. You don't have to walk over to your friend's crib. You don't have to walk over to that girl. Just hit them in a DM.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's easy. It's easy to do that. But people are caught up in trying to maintain a facade, a delusion of the best version of their lives.
Everybody's trying to act like they need to be impressing everybody at all times. Why can't we all just live?
And the thing is, like, I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that because every time I take a picture sometimes, I'll be like, oh, is this good enough to post? Is this good enough to do this? Oh, what should I do with my Instagram? Oh, blah, blah, blah.
What's the caption need to be?
Yeah, and you really start to get in your own head because you are caught up in the opinions of people that are going to swipe right past you in 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
You're so deeply invested in getting that validation. And now with what I'm seeing with a lot of people, that validation of their own self-esteem mm-hmm. is so directly connected to how many likes they get, how many people respond to the question that they ask, how many people are messaging them in their DMs, mm-hmm. how many followers they have compared to how many people they're following. People will straight up go off and start unfollowing people because their ratio is not okay.
This is what makes no sense to me. I don't understand how did we get here, Jesse? How do you think we got here? Why do you think we're getting run by social media like this? Why do you think society is getting just run like this?
Why? I think it's because we've started to become a collective mind. Like, you think about it, the way it all started was with things like MySpace, and like it was a way to be connected at first.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, all of us were using it as a tool for connection, MSN, all that shit. But when it started to become a tool directly correlated to self-image, and when you can start influencing people's self-image, like IG models, people who are showing off their cars, all this stuff, it started to become a competition as opposed to connection.
Yes.
You're no longer trying to show yourself.
You're just trying to wind up.
You're trying to show that you're better.
Yeah.
You're trying to show that you're consistently better than the last.
The last person.
Yeah. And that's what it's slowly evolved into.
It became a race all the time. And every single day.
Every day.
Every day it's a race.
I'm not going to post this pic unless I look absolutely fire. My outfit's on point. Mm-hmm. Everything is good.
And then if I don't get a certain amount of likes, then I got to take it down. I got to delete it.
I got to take it down.
I don't understand. If you like it on your profile, it's your profile. If you like it there, why do you have to take it down? Because Larry from Nova Scotia is not liking it.
This guy said Larry.
Like, who cares about Larry from Nova Scotia? But I definitely understand that because I feel it too. I'm in the whole social media wave, and sometimes I hit up my friends. I'm like, yo, is this capturing fire enough? Well, why does it really matter? Why? I don't know.
Well, because the thing is, with social media, it's not a place where you're allowed, or it feels like you're allowed to be vulnerable all the time.
Mm-hmm. Because people will destroy you.
Yeah.
They'll make memes about you. You see these memes out here.
It's a place where you're always trying to reflect a version of yourself that everybody can say, oh, that's hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dope. Oh, that's great. And in terms of how that correlates to your self-esteem, I think it's in terms of body image. You have all these girls, all these dudes seeing like other people in lives. Like you see women who are now caught up in trying to look a certain way. You see mm-hmm. men who are caught up in trying to get X, Y, and Z money or spend all their money trying to portray a specific lifestyle.
Or because, look expensive when they're really broke as hell.
Yeah. And it's because that is where they see value. That's mm-hmm. where they're no longer getting value from what they're doing for themselves. They're getting value from what they think that other people see in them. Mm-hmm. They're getting value from the fact that, oh, man, that he's in a really cool restaurant right now, or he's in a really cool spot right now, or he's doing something really fun right now. His life must be fun. They're getting validation, attaching self-worth to people thinking that their lives are good.
So is it fair to say that our society in 2019 is very shallow?
I think that's hard to say. What do you mean by shallow?
Like, all we care about is what we see. It doesn't matter about the inside. It doesn't matter about what the person is, how they are as a person. As long as they have that chain, as long as they have those choker chains, you know which ones I'm talking about. Yeah. As long as they have that Gucci headband like Soulja has, as long as you have those Gucci flip-flops, the girls will come. Or for girls, as long as you have that, what do they got? As long as they have, as long as you have the booty, as long as you have like
the booty, your makeup's
on point. The makeup's on point. As long as you have the nice hair,
you got your wig, your lace front all buckled down.
As long as you have like the Fenty makeup and all of that, you're blessed.
But I
think that shallow.
I think it's a part of it. I think to say it's the whole thing might be the wrong thing to say. That we've become shallow in that the perception of people that get acknowledged on social media are the people that are looking good mm-hmm. is true. That's true. The people who are getting the most attention are the people who, as a group, we've agreed that, oh, that person's nice. That person's dope. That person's funny. We've agreed as a group. But I still think that social media is an effective expression of people's selves. Like people take Absolutely. Memes and post it about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People are always like making jokes, posting funny pics of like. So I think that like that expression is still there, but when somebody is posting a picture that they now like hold a lot of value to or means something to them, mm-hmm. they're allowing themselves to be vulnerable by posting a selfie or something. Mm-hmm. You post a selfie, it gets no likes. You're like, whoa,
that hurts. That like, hurt right away.
I don't like all 300, all 500, all the 1,000 of you didn't see this. Nobody saw this
for 5 hours. I only got 10 likes.
You're sitting here with 60 likes and 2,000 followers. What's going on?
Yeah, I feel you, and I know how that can shoot down egos real quick.
Yeah,
real quick.
And so what I think it is that a lot of people are using the tool, yes, to express themselves, but a lot of people are also not focused on their own lives. People are pocket watching.
I feel like pocket watching always.
People are always just.
With that being said, let's go into the first song. I gotta plug my boys in. This is Nuance, and this is Pocket Watching, baby. Let's go.
See you get into a bag and niggas are pocket watching. That's the shit that make you wanna go get a little pocket rocket. Me and my niggas be doing it if it involves a profit. You and your nigga just do it for clout and you need to stop it. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. Niggas be pocket watching, niggas be pocket watching. That's the shit that when you wanna go get a little pocket rocket. Blocking bitches on my phone cause I can do with the nonsense. Shooting my shot like I'm stepping, I'm doing it with no conscience. Got a new giant, she bad and she looking like Pocahontas. Pretty nigga feel like Kessel, I'm saying hello, Wisconsin. I'm just tryna kick it with you and get some company. No, 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 shawty, I'm not tryna make you my wifey. I just need you to hold it down if you gon' fuck with me. I just need you to hold it down and don't fuck for free. You know I got bitches kissing on bitches, man, let's be honest. You play your tracks and your mans keep saying you need to stop it. Of all the acts in the city, you know Nuance the hottest. Now take it, how are these niggas gon' start the pocket watching? See you get into a bag and niggas are pocket watching. That's the shit that make you wanna go get a little pocket rocket. Me and my niggas be doing it if it involves a profit. You and your nigga just do it for clout and you need to stop it. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. Niggas be pocket watching, niggas be pocket watching. That's that shit that when you wanna go get a little pocket rocket.
They watching the pocket, so I'ma push they line back. They preying me like, ho, where you find that? They ain't know, cause where my mind at? QB initiative play, that's how I sign that. Keep it moving, fuck where that line at? Real nigga never fold, I ain't trying that. 9 to 5, yeah, I see the sign there. Blonde hair, good brain, yeah, she dying that. I train her well, you can't kind that. Percy Miller, no limit, yeah, I see the sky net. First I fill up and move with it, I got drop for that. Thirst to kill them loose sands, I'm tying that. This shit you popping, we ain't buying that. They better watch their own zone, cause I'm coming for the men's. Being in the hoopty and I been in the bins. They trying to frame you, you gotta see through the lens.
See you get into a bag and niggas are pocket watching. That's the shit that make you wanna go get a little pocket rocket. Me and my niggas be doing it if it involves a profit. You and your nigga just do it for clout and you need to stop it. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. Niggas be pocket watching, niggas be pocket watching. That's the shit that make you wanna go get a little pocket rocket.
Flex, I be flexing that finesse, I be flexing that finesse and flex.
I wanna flex.
Haters watching, gotta keep it rocking. Cause I know they're planning on my pockets. Yeah, I know they're planning on my pockets. Chick ran like Mewtwo, doing shit she never used to. Overseas, I'm in Dubai, just seven red more life. Seven red with a glass top. You punch it, get you here, light screen. Punch it, get you here, light screen.
Get into a bag and niggas are pocket watching. That's the shit that make you wanna go get a little pocket rocket. Me and my niggas be doing it if it involves a profit. You and your nigga just do it for clout and you need to stop it. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. I gotta wash my back cause I'm not just anybody. Niggas be pocket watching, niggas be pocket watching. That's the shit that when you wanna go get a little pocket rocket.
And we are back. I hope you guys enjoyed that track. That was from Nuance, Pocket Watching. And I am in the studio with Jesse. If you guys are sleeping, we talking about social media and all the madness that comes with it. We're not done. We are talking about, right now, the clout chasers out here. Jesse, please talk to them about the clout chasers, because guess what? All these likes that you guys are trying to get, they're not equating to money. So what are you guys actually doing? Why are you guys doing all this madness, this stupid stuff? Why? Isn't it all, aren't we all trying to get some money? Aren't we all trying to be happy? Come on. Talk to them, man.
I think that people think that the lives, like, there's actually a Netflix documentary. I'll plug that.
I need to watch that.
But it's, people think that are misinterpreting the value of the like. They're misinterpreting what that truly means and missing and putting weight to it that is false and attributing a false equivalence. And I'll elaborate. What I mean by that is, what is a like from a stranger that you've never met before? What does that mean? Versus what is the like from my close friend? Mm-hmm. One like I'm actually looking for. The other one I don't care
about. Yeah, it's just
and doesn't care about me. And people think that when they see all these people famous on Instagram, doing all these things, flying to this place, flying to that place,
that they have a great-ass life. And that's not the case. A lot of the times, a lot of these Insta-famous people, girls and guys, they may have a million likes and everything, but they're still living in a shack.
People who are like, to your point, there's this one guitar player named Melanie Faye or something like that. Mm-hmm. This girl is fire. She's getting some like 15,000 likes or whatever how many thousand likes mm-hmm. on her Instagram on a regular basis. John Mayer is shouting her out saying mm-hmm. she inspired him to get on his guitar and show himself practicing on Instagram.
Damn.
But where is this girl? She's playing these tracks.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's young though. She's probably like 20s.
Okay.
But see, this girl's playing on the floor of her bedroom practicing.
Just like a normal person. Nothing crazy.
Like what everybody seeks and what everybody wants is validation. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's looking for. Everybody Absolutely. Wants validation and recognition. They want to feel good about themselves.
They want that pat on the back.
They want to feel good about themselves.
They want that nice hug.
Feeling good about yourself does not come from how many likes you're getting on your picture. Mm-hmm. Feeling good about yourself comes from you. Feeling good about yourself comes from you loving yourself.
Self-confidence.
Yeah.
Self-love.
Because if you are spending all your time trying to get the perfect angle so 150 people can say that you are actually beautiful, instead of looking at yourself and telling yourself something's you're wrong. Beautiful, I think there's something wrong.
Absolutely something's wrong.
You got to ask yourself a question on like, what, what's making you do this right now?
And why do all these strangers' opinions care, hold so much weight in my life? It's because, that's the problem.
And that's because as a collective, we've given it value. It's the same way that we've all given value to money. It's a piece of paper. But as a collective, we'd have agreed that this is worth $10, $20, $50, $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if tomorrow all of us agreed that it wasn't shit and we're all going to start ripping up stuffed animals and that's our currency, then that's what's going to hold value.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as a collective, we've all agreed that that these likes on social media, if you have a certain amount of followers, if you have a certain amount of likes, we've agreed as a collective that this is what is valuable.
Yeah.
Because why is the like on Instagram more valuable now than a like on Facebook? That's
facts. Realistically, why? Why is that the case? Why did Facebook die out?
Facebook's trash.
Facebook is trash, but at the same time, it still has the same kind of ideas. It still has, you still push posting pics, you can still have profile pics and all that, but why did the switch to Instagram become so important that if your Instagram is popping, then you must be a popping person?
Yeah, it's about the collective mindset again. Mm-hmm. Like Cardi B's not on Facebook.
Facts.
That's real right. Tarzan's not on Facebook.
That's right.
All these people that you want to watch are not there.
On Facebook.
We are all
influenced. And where are they? On Instagram.
We all move as a group. As our social mind is, we all go and migrate mm-hmm. to the place where we think that everybody is. Where we think that everybody thinks is hot.
That's
and then
true.
These trends happen. Like we get manipulated by social media on a regular basis. Everybody's doing 10-year challenges. This challenge, ACL challenge, this. Because as a group, we agree that this is what we want to do.
This is what's popping right now, so we got to do it. And here's the thing. But this is the problem. I feel like you were saying before, you can use your Instagram for good, but a lot of these people, literally all they do with their life, even when they're chilling at home, when they're at work, literally all they do is just scroll. It's a nonstop cycle.
And it doesn't change.
It doesn't change at all.
You're still going to see those booties.
You're still going to see the twerkers. You're still going to see all the madness. You're still going to see the funny memes. You're still going to see all the same stuff. And you're never gonna miss anything really, because it's just gonna come back tenfold.
And to attribute it to yourself is, at the end of the day, the same way that you probably don't even remember the last meme you looked at is the same way as somebody doesn't even remember the last picture you posted. So to attribute that to yourself, you have to, people really have to recognize that.
So why do you think these clout chasers are doing everything just for these likes? They have now treated likes like these, like crack.
Because going,
they
going,
need these likes to survive.
Getting recognized feels good. Like when Absolutely. You at the end of the day, getting recognized feels good. Mm-hmm. When you graduated from school and everybody's up there clapping for Jamal. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, you get the stuff. You get the diploma, whatever you got.
Feel good.
Yeah.
When you go outside and somebody knows your name. Hey, yo, I saw Soul Jam Show on Sundays. Yeah. That shit's hot.
Yeah.
It feels good. Now think about it like this. You go and you do some wild shit and a bunch of people are like, yo, that was so funny.
That's the crazy guy.
Hilarious.
It's the crazy
guy. Hilarious.
Yeah.
It feels good.
But when you do dumb shit.
People are chasing that feeling. Yeah,
people are chasing that feeling. Do you think they're chasing that feeling because they're lacking something else in life?
Probably. Like, what other... Maybe. Like, at the end of the day, it's like they're chasing that feeling because they want to feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. People are doing that because they want to feel good about themselves. And not to say that if you're getting a bunch of likes that you're clout chasing. No. Well, it's saying that people who are doing it with the intent, not sharing themselves, like if mm-hmm. you share yourself and you're just being yourself, mm-hmm. that's fine. If a bunch of people recognize that, that's cool. If you're doing really good shit. But if you're just doing random shit
just to do it
for the sake of the attention, yeah. for the sake of the validation, you have to ask yourself if there's a deeper issue here. Mm-hmm. You really have to ask yourself why you're doing it. The moral of the story is that people don't post their failures. People are out here posting success after success after success. And on top of that, the reason that people are posting success after success is because they want that validation. Mm-hmm. They want that recognition. Mm-hmm. They want everybody to know that, oh, on LinkedIn, Jesse got a new job.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, Jesse's starting to do this. Great. Jesse looks good in this pic. Mm. Great. Jesse's going to the gym. Mm. Oh, good for him. How do you get into the gym? Oh, like, let me ask him for pointers. And it's just like a matter of like socially like gassing yourself.
Mm-hmm. With that being said, let's take a break. This one is really, it's really deep. We can go all day long on this one. But let me just, you know, I'm hot. I'm hot. Give me a chance to recoup.
On the bounce. We stacking it up, we moving it out. Over the hills, I'm away from your spouse. We skiing it up, we checking it out. For the bounce. For the bouncing it. 2-3 more times, still counting it. When my money go bad, am I counting it? And the rest of y'all niggas still mounting it. Why you mounting it? For these birds, no matter these bitches, they gonna get curled. We dodging, they duck and get kicked to the curb. They popping the pills, just stick to the herbs. Only for the bouncing it. 2-3 more times, still counting it. When my money go bad, am I counting it? And the rest of y'all niggas still mounting it. Why you mounting it? For these birds, no matter these bitches, they gonna get curled. We dodging, they duck and get kicked to the curb. They popping in the pills, stick to the herbs, only for the bounce. On the bounce, can I tell you what I bounce? Over and over on the hills, baby, what's your body count? On the bounce, baby, you gotta bounce, baby on the bounce, can I tell you what I count? Over and over on the hills, baby, what's your body count? On the bounce, baby you gotta bounce, baby, bounce, baby. See you riding, gaining my respect, yeah, you trying. Two more times, I'll keep you higher. Why you lying? I'm a future prophet, something like the Mayans. When you bounce for me, babe. Wanna see you bounce for me, babe. Keep your trail for you. Just bounce for me. On the bounce. We stacking it up, we moving it out. Over the hills, I'm away from your spouse. We skiing it up, we checking it out. Check for the bounce.
on the bounce. Bounce to bounce to bounce. We stacking it up, we moving it out.
Moving it out, yeah, yeah.
Over the hills, away from your spouse.
Away from the spouse, away from the spouse.
We skiing it up, we checking it now.
Checking it.
Check for the bounce.
For the bounce.
For the bounce and the swerve. Now weedy past some birds. Yeah, I'm gon' keep my word. Even when my vision blurred. Cause you same one since day one. Everybody gon' say something. You don't play for them. Got their hands up but don't play for them. Yeah, I keep it out. Yeah, why you doubt? Yeah, now I'm bouncing it. Pass some money back, now I'm like counting it. Ayy, crazy, crazy, you say this fucking shit. I'm stacking up all my chips.
Stop playing this fucking bitch.
So many people, like, it was just New Year's. Okay, this is a great example.
Okay.
It was just New Year's. Everybody talking about how this is a new year. This is how they're going to change their life.
Mm-hmm.
All this mindset bullshit and talking about how they feel like they're going to grow and progress. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying any of that is bullshit. Like, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, you are entitled to your goals and you should be setting goals for yourself. Mm-hmm. The problem becomes, for me, at least, when you spend more time focused on watching instead
other
of doing.
Yes. Watching other people's goals manifest instead of your own.
And then you start to feel bad about this. And this ties into self-esteem. Then you start to feel bad about yourself. How come they're there? How come they're doing this?
How come we're the same age, but they seem so much further in life than me?
And then you start asking yourself all these questions and you get bogged down in your own head. But some people just have to realize that you have to focus on yourself. You have to focus on what you want, not what you want people to see.
You watching other people is not going to get you anywhere. You got to have tunnel vision for yourself at the end of the day.
Because one thing that I was reading in a book is that when people post on social media, you're seeing their last move, not their next move.
Absolutely.
You're seeing their last move, not their next move. You might even be seeing two moves behind.
Mm-hmm. They might have 20 moves ready to go.
And you're watching their last move.
And didn't even work on your first move.
And you're making that your next move.
Come on.
People just need to wake up and realize that, like, you know what? There's more to this. And because they leave that and see that, and now they feel badly about themselves and badly about their lives, mm-hmm. the only place that they can seek some sort of solace or safety or sanctuary is to go back and smile a little bit going
and just watch and just scroll. And just keep scrolling. Watching. Just keep scrolling. But at the end of the day, as you scroll, what are you doing for yourself?
Yeah. So, like,
have you asked yourself that question, ladies and gentlemen?
So let's give them some solutions. So some solutions. What I started adopting in my own life is take some time to not only just make sure that, like, you track yourself, go to the gym, or do something that makes you genuinely happy. Think about a time where you were genuinely happy and what you were doing, and just keep doing that in your life. Self-care doesn't start when you feel like shit. Self-care is continuous.
All day, every day.
Is continuous. Every day of
365.
Your life.
It shouldn't have to take a whole new year for you to care about yourself.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
But that's what it seems like. People just, like, give up.
Yeah. Like,
they give up.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And, like, it's sad. It's sad. Because you see so many people who you're like, wow, you have so much potential. Or you could do this mm-hmm. or you could do that. And I'm not sitting here watching anybody's life. I just took this from a time where I looked at my own life and I wasn't necessarily happy. So what did I do? I'm not gonna.
You gotta make adjustments.
I gotta go change something. I realize I'm not as in good of shape as I wanted to be. I've always been kind of a fat boy. Anybody listening to this who knew me in middle school, allow me. All right. But I was a chunky guy. So what did I want to do? All right, if I want to make a change, I have to make a commitment to myself. You have to make a commitment to yourself and stay consistent to yourself.
At the end of the day, life is a marathon.
Yeah. And again, we all see life through our own lives. You're living a different reality than everybody else. You have to make the reality that you are living in what you want to be in. You have to make the place that you are now and the place that you want to go somewhere you actually want to be.
If you aren't happy, change it.
And not somewhere where you think you're supposed to be. Don't go doing that class. Don't go doing that program.
Just because your parents said so. If your parents are saying these things, it doesn't mean they mean bad. But like, if it's not for you, why are you going to do it? If you're going to be sad or mad about it, why are you going to do it? Why don't you pick up a painting class? Yeah. Why don't you pick up a new hobby? I don't know. What do you like doing? Yeah. Think about it. If you don't know, maybe you try something new. It doesn't hurt to try something new. It's a new year. We're still in January. You could try something new. It doesn't hurt.
And I could almost guarantee if people started taking better care of themselves instead of trying to pander and make other people think that they're living a good life, people would actually genuinely be happier with the lives that they're living, would be genuinely happier with the things that they're mm-hmm. posting, would not feel like frauds when they're posting about this car they're sitting in, but it's actually a rental. Not posting Facts. About this house that they're staying in when it's an Airbnb.
Facts.
They'd actually be working towards getting the things that they want to get. And it's
plan things out, ladies and gentlemen. Write shit down. So, I promise you, it makes a difference. Writing stuff down. Have a plan. Get one thing out the way.
Talk to someone.
It's okay to speak. Because you don't have to hold everything in. Having a journal is okay.
Do you want to live a life where you're consistently comparing yourself to somebody else so that by the time you get to 60, you ask yourself what the fuck you're doing? Or do you want to live a life where you actually took, you know, it's not bad to be on social media, but you took an hour or two for yourself, 10 minutes even for yourself?
Sometimes you just need that silence. Sometimes you just need to just put the phone down and just, you know, maybe watch a movie, watch a Netflix show, just like anything. Watch a documentary. Do something that's different than just being on the phone. The phone could be very toxic because at the end of the day, we were talking about all the memes and everything, but there's a lot of negativity. Mm-hmm. And negativity, no matter if it affects you directly, it can have a psychological effect.
Yeah.
And if you continuously just see it, it's a mess, man.
At the end of the day, what is to be stressed out of this conversation is that self-care is important. Self and loving yourself is important.
And whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better, as long as hopefully it's nothing like harmful to you. Like, if you want to smoke some weed, go smoke some weed, baby. If you want to go run, if you want to, what else can they do, Jesse?
Man, ladies, go get that bag. You are beautiful.
Go get your nails done, baby.
Go get your nails done.
Go get those eyebrows did. Go get that weave done.
Go get that hair did.
Go do it.
Missy Elliott said it.
Go do it. Don't be shy. Go switch it up. Don't be always giving me the same old 6-month-old weave.
Okay. And if you got 6-month-old weave and you can't get a new one, that's okay too. You know what?
I'm sorry, but like, switch it up. Don't be scared to switch up. People too. If there's a lot of things too out here. There's a lot of people out here that are very negative. Get away from those negative people because they will bring you down. Because sometimes they may call themselves your friends, but they not really your friends. Yeah. They not really
keep
your friends.
Keep that grass cut.
Keep that grass cut. Just know who's really there for you when shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
You always gotta remember that. And I'm not saying for you to cut everybody off. You don't need to do all that, but just move accordingly.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Real G's move in silence like lasagna. You know what Lil Wayne said.
Wheezy.
It's facts. It's all facts.
So just remember, what Jamal's trying to tell you guys here is you're important. You are number one in your own life. Look out for number
one. If you're not happy, make yourself happy. With that,
go laugh or some shit. Stop sitting on your ass and doing nothing.
Yeah, just watch a comedy. Put that
ice cream down, girl.
Nah, but if the ice cream's making you feel a little better right now, go eat it. Just make sure that you balance it out. All life is about balance. We're not saying to not be on social media, but balance it out, baby. That's all. That's all. But with that being said, we got one more track for you guys, and we'll be back to conclude this episode. But I would like to thank everybody that has tuned in so far, because this is All Mills, and Jesse is still in the building.
I bet you want me when I be popping. I got what you need, won't you stop it? You don't want there to be a problem. And you're in love, man, you're so childish. You can be so childish. I've been on the road and I'm putting the mileage. And this ain't what you need. Give me all of you, give me all of me. Yeah. In exchange for you. Tell you back in the day, I ain't never gonna change for you. And that's why you want me to. I never been an angry dude. Only had a few screws loose. I'm a bad dude, yeah. In a bad mood. I need a baddie with a bad woods. And shawty in a bathroom. Nice skin and her ass good. Now show me what her ass do. Man, I love it where your head at. Man, show me where the bread at. Man, I love it when you wear that. I said, oh, oh. Soon as you pull up, you fly. I'm rubbing and kissing your thighs, yeah. Pause for a minute, I wanna roll. Hold on, man, you know we've been here before. Give me what you need, I give you all of me. Remember back in the days you wasn't stressing me. All of you, all of me. Give me what you need, exchange for me. As soon as I'm feeling the fire, I shove you right out of my life, yeah. You are exactly what I want. You are exactly what I need. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Drunk calls, late night texts. Why are we making this complicated? Meaningless conversations. When you know I want your body right now, I'll fuck you right, I will. I'll fuck you right, I will. I'ma break that back, I'ma make it clap. Ride a cocky like a bicycle. We from the street, little mama, you know we never kiss and tell. I might just put up with the beacon and stay for it. Yeah, what you did was killer. And you was supposed to kick it with me, but you have to go backstage with Tilla. And it's all good, baby, cause I'm looking in the mirror, in the mirror. See a star in the mirror and it couldn't be clear. Ever since I dropped, you just been on me. Remember back in the days you didn't want me. But it's all good, baby, cause I'm looking at the man in the mirror. See a star in the mirror and it couldn't be clear. Give me what you need from me. In exchange for me. In exchange for me.
The nightcap. You see how Jesse's laughing?
On the nightcap.
This is how we want you guys to feel. On the nightcap. How he's sounding right now, we want you guys to feel every day.
Oh, baby, hold me tight.
We just want you guys to be smiling, you know. You know, the sunshine will always be coming out. Don't let this winter... I don't know where you guys are. Honestly, listening to this.
Seasonal depression is a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
But don't let it bring you down. If that's the case, if it's gray outside, go listen to some sunshine music. I don't know what that sunshine music may be for you.
Go listen to Rihanna Ponder Replay.
Go listen to it. If you guys had a song that you guys would listen to on vacation over and over again, go listen back to it.
Listen to Bubble Yellow Bubble.
Always keep it going, because sometimes the world is gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, damn right. And let me share a couple things. So I don't know what anybody who's listening to this is going through. I don't know what you might drive you to feel the way you feel. If you feel good, amazing. Practice that self-care. Things that I do is I'm trying to stay more consistent, going to the gym. I'm reading. I'm taking just a time every morning for just a little bit of silence.
Day by day, baby.
Every day, you work towards staying focused on you right now. Not on who you're becoming, on who you were. You are focused on what you are right now, because that's what you have control over.
Yo, I'm telling you, write in your journals. Go get a journal from the dollar store.
That's the truth.
It won't hurt. Nobody has to see these journals. Nobody has to see what you're writing. Just write until your heart tells you to stop. I promise you, you'll feel a little bit better. Get everything out. You don't have to be showing your mom, your dad, your brother, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, nothing. Just write it down and keep it moving. And then if you feel like doing that every day, try it. Just try something new. It doesn't hurt to try something new.
So get off your damn phones. We love you, man.
We care for you.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Don't let the world beat you up, man.
Don't let it bring you down.
Don't let it bring you down.
You stay up.
And with that being said, this was the Nightcap. And we will be back next week. I want to hear what you guys think about this topic. Let's talk about it. Let's have a discussion. This is what we do it for. Let's have a discussion. Let's do this. 2019, All Mills, Jesse, we out.
Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with All Mills.